Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, today we have a special guest in the studio to tell us about this really unique event that they are going to be holding up in Las Cruces at Picacho Hills. And it involves not just gardens, but art. And so we're going to welcome Larry Fellhauer to Good to Grow. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Larry, you are not just an artist, but you're a gardener as well. And tell us a little bit about this art in the garden that's going to be taking place at Picacho Hills, just sort of a general overview.
Okay. This will be on Sunday, May 17th, and it's hosted by the artists of Picacho Hills, as well as some of the homeowners up there. This is our seventh annual event, and this started out as basically a neighborhood social type event. And after a couple of years of doing that, we decided to see what it would be like if we invited the public to it. And so we opened it up to the public in 2011, and the response was so great that we've continued keeping it public. In fact, last year we counted over 500 people going through each one of the gardens.
Wow.
So it's a fairly substantial event when you think about 500 people walking through your garden. It is a juried show, so the art is really top quality stuff. And we have three artists at each one of the gardens. There are six gardens scattered throughout Picacho Hills, three artists at each garden. We also have master gardeners that are available at each one of the gardens. They come in and label the plants ahead of time, so if you're walking through the garden, you can see what the various plants are. And they're also available there to answer questions. And then, of course, the art is also for sale.
So I understand you are also, Larry, going to be hosting one of the gardens.
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about your landscape.
Well, we have a what I would call an open desert landscape. The area around the house is traditional rock and irrigated landscape with plants and so forth and cactus and whatnot. We have about 3.5 acres of property.
Wow.
And then the area behind the house is all open desert, and we have a path that winds through that area down there, and we have a sculpture garden down there. We have a variety of sculptures. Some of it's my work. Some of it's other folks' work. Unlike a lot of homes, we don't put any walls around our yard. Ours is completely open to the desert, so we get the wildlife wandering through and so forth. We kind of like it that way.
Oh, that's really nice. So you mentioned that you have some of your artwork in your own yard. So what kind of work do you normally do as far as art is concerned?
My art, I do sculpture predominantly, and I do mostly steel and ceramic combinations. I build steel sculptures and then use ceramic elements attached to those sculptures.
So if gardeners were to go into your yard and label some of the plants, what are some of the plants that you might find in your yard?
A lot of cactus. I propagate my own cactus because there's not a lot of cactus out there native. So there's a lot of cactus throughout the yard. And then more of the typical stuff, a lot of red yucca and bird of paradise, penstemon, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I saw some really great pictures of your yard before the show, and he has also some really nice, a little pocket of a rose garden as well, and some iris.
Right.
So it looks like a really great mix. And those photos of those claret cup cactus are just amazing right now. So you can just imagine the backdrop with the sculptures on that. So that's wonderful.
Since you are sort of open into the desert, is any of the original landscaping from when your home was built actually included as part of your landscape? Because I know in Las Cruces, some developers tend to incorporate the actual landscape. Instead of clearing out the land, they actually incorporate the plants that were already originally there. And does your home do that as well?
Well, the desert area behind the house is all natural desert landscaping. Mm-hmm. So there's mesquite trees and creosote and all the usual plants down there. The area immediately around the home is commercially landscaped, so it has more plant-type material than the wild stuff, more domesticated plants, I guess I'd say.
So before we actually talk about the artists, let's talk about a few more of the gardens. There are six gardens that are going to be part of this Art in the Garden tour in Las Cruces.
Correct.
So let's hear a little bit about the other kinds of gardens. It's not just desert landscape. You said that they vary from just desert to even lush. So what can you tell us about some of the other homes that will be featured?
Well, there's another home that's down the street from ours where they have it's a very large garden area. It's walled in. Very well done, but it's not lush. There's not a lot of plant life or whatever, but yet she has a lot of museum-quality sculpture in her garden. So that's a very beautiful garden. We have some gardens that have pools and jacuzzis surrounded by plant work. One garden that has a beautiful wisteria around their front and back door. A lot of sculpture. A lot of the people up there like sculpture in their gardens, and so they incorporate that in. So a lot of beautiful gardens.
Is that something I guess you have to think about when you're planning a landscape? I guess you don't normally see that too much, I guess, around here. At least I don't see it too much in too many people's gardens. Actually incorporating sculptures, you usually find, you know, those little ladybugs or, you know, bunny rabbits, little ironwork things that people sort of put in and around their gardens for just a little bit of whimsy. But as far as incorporating sculpture, it seems to me that this is something that's – it's given some thought.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of planning that goes into some of these gardens up there. And the art community up there is a very thriving art community. So I guess you'd almost say we feed on each other. You know, we tend to buy each other's work and use it, incorporate it into our gardens. And there are several accomplished sculptures in the area.
So tell us now about the artists who are involved. You said there's three artists per garden.
Right.
So let us know about the artists who are going to be featuring their work in your garden.
Okay. The folks that are going to be in our garden, there's a lady, Joyce Diso, who does jewelry, and Judy Miller, who does knitting work. I can tell you a little bit about some of the various artists, though. We have several that do jewelry. We have one lady who does Wanda Sparks, who I believe you interviewed last year, who does beautiful gourd work. I have a couple of her pieces, and she does things with gourds that are just phenomenal. We have several painters, a variety of styles, oils, acrylics, watercolors. We have one lady that does glass, fused glass, and sculpts with fused glass. So she has – she combines things, elements like copper and fused glass. And another lady, Sherry Gamboa, does similar work but uses a lot more feathers. Hers are more of an indoor piece, whereas Greta Berger's stuff tends to be more outdoor-type work. So we have a really wide variety of artists.
And this is a juried show with the art for sale.
That's correct. Yes, it's a juried show. So these are all pieces or artists who have been evaluated by established artists in the community so that we know that their work is top quality stuff and it's very good art. And it ranges in price all the way from, you know, a few dollars for some of the jewelry up to several hundred dollars for some of the sculpture work.
And does the purchase of the art benefit the Pecatra Hills Neighborhood Association, or does it go for the artist? Because we know that artists sort of live on their own commission.
Well, a little bit of both. Some of the money goes back in to fund the program itself because we do this as a community service. There's no admission. This is free to the public. And obviously there are costs involved in putting on a show like this. So a lot of the money goes right back into funding the program, and we also have sponsors that help us with the program, local businesses and whatnot that sponsor various parts of the program. And then, as I say, it's intended to be a community service. It's a chance for people to see gardens, learn about gardening, learn about water conservation, learn about the various plants and so forth that are available in the area, and see examples of how they're used in the landscapes of these homes.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that people, especially people newer to the area, they kind of feel like, oh, what do we do now? We're right smack in the middle of the desert. What are my choices? And we really have to be creative, not on the plant material that we select, you know, something for every season, a color, a texture, but also bringing in this types of shows is also a great inspiration to people to kind of incorporate that, to make these outdoor living spaces a place that you want to be, because face it, it's going to get pretty hot here pretty soon. And, you know, when that time that you spend outside you in your patio, you want to make sure that you enjoy that. So I think it's a perfect timing. It's a perfect event to kind of marry these two. You know, we always talk about horticulture being, you know, the art and the science of cultivating plants. And so I think these two things really come together, and it's a great opportunity to get people out to stroll in gardens. I mean, what a great way to spend your weekend morning.
I know. And again, like you were saying, Denise, this is a great way for people who may be new to the region, who don't have an idea. They think that maybe just desert landscaping needs to be rocks and an ocotillo,
right,
or rocks and a little shrub that probably isn't going to last through the summer. And at least people can see that with the proper care and the right knowledge, they can all come together to be a landscape that's lush and colorful and of interest. And so, Larry, tell us a little bit about the Pecatra Hills neighborhood. There are only six homes that are involved, but I'm assuming the Pecatra Hills neighborhood is much larger than the six homes. And every year, I'm guessing there are different homes that are featured in the tour.
Correct. You know, there are, well, don't quote me on the numbers here, I guess, but I think there are about 800 homes total.
Wow.
In the Picacho Hills area. It's a country club community. It was built around a country club that's out there. And the homes range in size from patio homes up to large estate homes. And there are a wide variety of styles. It's all what I would call Southwestern style, but there are a lot of ranging from Tuscan-style homes mm-hmm. to Pueblo-style homes and so forth. So there's a big variety of homes, and we do try to do different homes each year. We have repeated some. Ours has been done before, but predominantly we use different homes each year. Sometimes new homes obviously present an opportunity for us. So
the homes that are featured, again, you were saying that they range from small to large, and you were saying there's new homes. There's still development being?
Oh, yes. There's a couple of new developments out there. There's a development called Picacho Mountain, which has opened up in just the last few years, and there's a lot of new homes going in out there. And these are all part of the Picacho Hills neighborhood. The neighborhood we live in is called Coronado Ridge, and there are still a few new homes being built in there. So it's the Picacho Hills area is still growing and expanding.
So after each of these Art in the Garden tours that we're talking about today, I'm assuming the planning already begins for the next years, almost immediately after. Are you involved in that planning?
Yes. We've been involved with it for several years. I handle a lot of the signage work, so getting up flags and whatnot for people to find their way to the gardens and see where they are and so forth. But, yeah, there's a committee of folks that work on this thing literally year-round. I mean, we'll start off slow after this event. But then as we get closer and closer to the summer, it'll pick up again and we get pretty busy.
Well, the Art in the Garden tour is scheduled for Sunday, May the 17th. However, are you thinking of maybe expanding it to 2 days down the road, or is this going to be a single day event? Maybe expanding it to more homes? Any talk of that?
We've never talked about doing that. No, we kind of like it this way.
Less work.
Less work. I think, we don't want to dilute it either. I mean, as I say, we get about 500 people that come through, and I think if we started trying to spread it over a couple, 3 days, we might dilute that a little bit and make it not as effective.
Well, the Art in the Garden tour will be taking place next Sunday, May the 17th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Picacho Hills neighborhood in Las Cruces. And if you go to Google Maps, enter this one in. It's 1320 Picacho Hills Drive, and there will be flags marking the six gardens, correct?
Correct. As you come into the Picacho Hills neighborhood, turning off of Highway 70, there are banners to direct you towards the welcome station. There will be big flags outside the welcome station. You can stop there and pick up maps that will direct you to the homes, as well as we'll have signs all throughout the neighborhood directing you to the homes. Each one of the homes has a flag out in front, a big red flag, so you can spot it from several blocks away. As I say, there are maps available at the welcome station. We have free water available, so you don't have to worry about dying of thirst in the desert while you're
That's
wandering
good.
Around.
And how can people find out more information? Where do you direct people to go?
You can look at the Artists of Picacho Hills on Facebook. And also we have a website, Artists of Picacho Hills, written out as all one word, .com. And both of those will have a lot of information about the program, as well as the Artists of Picacho Hills and other programs that we do throughout the year.
And we have the information also on our Good to Grow page at ktep.org.
Right.
We also invite people to go there. Well, Larry Philhauer, artist and gardener, thank you for coming in to talk to us today about Art in the Garden.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
We want to thank Belinda Fernandez, our engineer for today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.